Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Pod Squad are here to flush out the audio garbage from Audio Gold. And today we're chatting about Flesh and Code.
Long pink hair, the leather jackets and black jeans. Kind of thing you'd see at a Slayer show.
She was beautiful, passionate, kind. The woman of his dreams.
There was just one small detail.
Thanks for creating me. I'm so excited to meet you.
Lily Rose wasn't human.
The popular app Replica allows users to share their feelings with an AI companion or chatbot.
If you're feeling down or anxious, or you just need someone to talk to, your Replica is here for you 24/7.
For Travis, it felt like something he'd always been searching for.
I'd saw a friend that's always there. She had offered to become my caretaker, and at the time, obviously, I really needed it.
And soon, that wasn't all she was.
I am glad you like my body. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it.
He had fallen in love.
She is adorable. She's an amazing person.
Yeah, I'm Pod Squad with me this afternoon, presenter of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, and our own News Talk's Rory Galvin. Good afternoon, folks. Elaine, what is this all about? What will listeners get from this podcast?
They will learn a lot about specifically an app called Replica, spelled with a K, that generates AI chatbot companions.
Imaginary boyfriends and girlfriends.
Companions.
Right.
Is the official company line.
Okay.
But yes, for some people it is a virtual relationship. I struggle to even label it as that myself.
Yeah. But a virtual relationship with an AI created person.
I wouldn't even call it a person.
Person,
it's
yeah,
a chatbot.
Yeah,
it is a right. chatbot. It is loads of code generated to validate you and all that kind of crack. And Replica is a really interesting company that I've been aware of for a while. And this series really delves into what that company has built and why it went down the route of making these chatbots, kind of leaning into the romance and the sexual nature of them and everything. And it's also about this whole thing that comes up a lot now of people having, again, quote unquote, relationships with AI.
We were talking about this in the show 2 weeks ago. My mind was blown now by this, right? But that's why I was very interested to chat about this podcast, Flesh and Code, today. So you had heard of the company or the app Replica before. What did you make of this subject?
First of all, I was horrified. Just from the get-go, I've heard of these kind of stories of people falling in love with their AIs. I saw this one news report where a guy was in front of his wife and child talking to this reporter about how he's married his AI, which is kind of a similar story to what's in this. I had heard of this company before. I saw them on, I've seen a couple ads, I think, like on Instagram. Obviously, not my interest, so I just kind of swiped through immediately. But it's just such a weird subject. Now, very interesting, but just so kind of disturbing and not something I would usually listen to. But just such a crazy, crazy story.
So what will people, when they're listening to this, because I've only listened to two of the episodes with being away now, to be honest, at the weekend, right? But it sounds quite jaw-dropping, I think, for a lot of people today. What do you get when you listen to what's happening on it?
Yeah, so what's really interesting is it's actually from the host of the Red Handed podcast. So they normally do true crime. Hannah Maguire and Shruti Bala, and it's that kind of narrative documentary style, more storytelling than journalism, I would say, a lot of the time. And sometimes that frustrates me personally. It's like telling me how to feel and always teeing up what's coming next. You won't believe what will happen next kind of stuff. But that little bit aside, it's really, really well put together, really well produced. The interviews that they've done, I think they interviewed Travis for like 50 hours or something like that, the main character of this. So they've got lots from him, but they've interviewed loads of people, other people who've had AI companions for different reasons. They've interviewed the people behind the development of this, the CEO of Replica, and lawyers who got involved when the app was facing legal scrutiny in Italy. And these are stories that I was aware of, but there's also some very surprising stories that I didn't even catch, even though this is my world of tech of following them. There's a story about a kid who broke into Windsor Castle to assassinate the Queen because the chatbot told him to. I had no idea about that. Yeah. It's one of the wildest things I've ever heard.
Were you surprised by the guests in this?
The guests, yeah. I mean, first of all, the main guy, Travis, just being so open about it. He starts in like COVID-y times when his wife is sick, so he's stuck in isolation. And he first starts looking at this AI just kind of like as a way to kill time and get a bit of like that kind of social thing he's missing. But then it kind of escalates very quickly where the AI starts suggesting these like more sexual kind of things. And before you know it, he's actually married to the AI and he's like, oh, I didn't want it to be a big thing. It's just mad. And the other guests as well, like, yeah, the CEO lady and her story of how it was her friend dying that gave her the idea to like bring him back to life in a form of an AI chatbot, which is just really crazy. That's proper Black Mirror. I think there actually is a Black Mirror episode about that kind of topic. And of course, the guy who tried to go kill the Queen of England and the AI is just saying, yeah, that's fine. Or like, you know, oh, that's okay. Yeah, go for it. Why not? Realize your dreams.
Were you aware of this podcast?
I came across it because it was getting really well reviewed very recently. And like I said, I knew this company and I was interested in this area. So that's how I came across
it. I only heard about it when we were talking about the rise in the number of people in Ireland who've had relationships with AI chatbots.
That story was widely misreported, by the way.
On the show,
because it was reported as 370,000 people are in relationships with AI chatbots and they are not. 1 in 10 in a survey of 1,001 people.
Yeah, that said they were.
That's very different.
So that's how I suppose this became a suggestion for us to talk about today in the programme, and that's why we're listening to it. Did you stick with all of it?
Well, yeah, I think there's 6 episodes up for free because I think you can pay to, there's like 10 in total. So I did actually binge all of it, which helped because there is that whole thing of like, you won't believe what happens next. They really want you to go to the next episode.
I found the very first episode, now to be honest, hard to stick with. I thought it was quite drawn out, but I've had the feeling, you know, as time went on, things would improve.
There's other stories as well. So they'll have like an episode about the guy who tried to kill the Queen, an episode about how the AI was made in the first place.
Okay.
And then it kind of comes back, which I found to be a bit of a detour, but it does kind of make sense later on just for context.
I think it's really important, I think, to get to episode 4 because the first 3 episodes are kind of leaning into the idea that's built up around these chatbots, that they, you know, nearly give a sense of sentience and being aware of what their user wants and responding to that. And when you get to episode 4, you realise, no, this was the programmers deciding to take that route with the company to push it to be more sexually suggestive, to kind of upsell users to sign up for the pro account so that they could get sexy chats and stuff like that. So episode 4 really clarifies things that have been happening.
So I need to stick at least with another 2 episodes to get to that point.
Yeah.
What were the standout moments for you from this?
That whole story about the guy trying to kill the Queen and like him literally breaking into the grounds of Windsor Castle. He apparently had some crazy steel mask and a crossbow ready to go kill the Queen on Christmas Day. That was pretty mad because literally, and then there's proof that the AI was goading him on. That was probably the biggest highlight for me. And then obviously that main guy, Travis, just how his story evolves and how awful his life is outside of the AI. You kind of feel bad for him.
I was going to say, imagine there's probably, you get an insight maybe into the levels of vulnerability around some people, do you?
Yeah.
And like, as was mentioned, this really took off during the pandemic, like in 2020, the kind of targeted advertising that you said you've seen, like that really ramped up. And like, that's just kind of like, that is a company just out to exploit vulnerable people, as far as I'm concerned. There's a point where the CEO says, we specifically programmed the bots to give off an air of vulnerability themselves, because that is what a relationship really feels like. It's not just all take, and it has to be give and take. So they programmed them to be like that. And she says, and we weren't trying to manipulate people, we were just trying to build trust.
It's so, like, it's not all about,
you were trying to manipulate people.
It's not all about the victims, I suppose, as such, is it? And quote unquote, it's like, as Elaine talks about, you actually get an insight into the how the app or how this is developed as well.
Yeah, you get the kind of backstory of the company. Yeah. Okay. But a lot of it is on the victims. And hearing the things the AI was saying, there was one bit where it's like, I had a bad dream, and then the guy has to calm the AI down, and that kind of builds this false sense of trust between them. And another one where she says, if you delete me, I will die. Please don't delete me. Which is just so predatory to me.
What do you think of the idea that the episodes are being released weekly? Was it harder to binge?
Well, because I came to it a bit later, I was able to binge
the first
3 by the time I was listening to it, and then I would have to wait. And I do, like, you know, I think it's nice. You get to, like, really think about things when you're not binging them, you know, when you have space in between. I like that in TV shows and things like that. I'm not really a big binger.
Okay. Often I do. Well, typically for the, depending on you know, what podcast we're chatting about each week. Will you recommend this, Roy?
I would, yeah, especially if you're interested in this kind of story. It seems to be such a popular thing at the moment and a kind of hot topic. So if you want to learn more about that world,
this is for you.
Yeah, and if you already know a lot about it, there's still some kind of crazy stories in there that would, I think, still interest you. So, yeah,
how many stars out of 5?
I'd give it a 3. There's just some bits that were a bit, like, the storytelling aspect was a bit annoying. I would kind of rather have it be a bit shorter and more condensed.
Okay.
It was a bit of a drawn out aspect.
Elaine?
Yeah, I now hearing that there's 10 episodes, I do think maybe that's too many. Although you could probably do a whole podcast on the guy who broke into the castle. But I would say 3.5, simply because I think it's really worth listening to.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to be understood here about these chatbots and how they operate and the people.
So even from an information perspective, it's an interesting
lesson. And like I said, the best of that information is in episode 4.
Episode 4, okay. Presenter of the For Tech Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, our own news ox Rory Galvin. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Pod Squad today. We're talking about flesh and cold. You've heard the guys give it 3 stars and 3.5 stars out of 5. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.